This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Presidents of 10 thematic committees on the House of Representatives elected unopposed. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda directs ministries to increase capital expenditure. Foreign Affairs Minister N.P. South pledges to make South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation, SARC, more dynamic. And U.S. and China to establish trade group to foster cooperation. Now the news in detail. Presidents of 10 thematic committees under the House of Representatives have been elected unopposed yesterday. CP and EML lawmakers Rishikesh Pokhrel has been elected as the president of the Public Accounts Committee and Kiran Kumar Shah has been elected as the president of the Women and Social Affairs Committee. Likewise, CPN Mavis Center lawmaker Bimala Subedi has been elected as the president of the Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee, and CPN Unified Socialist lawmaker Bhanubhai Bhakta Joshi has been elected as the president of the Education, Health and Information Technology Committee. Similarly, Nepali Congress lawmakers Ramhari Khatiwada has been elected as the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee, Santosh Chalise elected as the President of the Finance Committee, and Arju Rana has been elected as the President of the Agriculture Cooperative and Natural Resources Committee. Likewise, Janata Samajwadi Party lawmaker Rajkishore Yadav has been elected as the President of International Relations and Tourism Committee and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party lawmaker Deepak Bahadur Singh has been elected as the President of the Infrastructure Development Committee. Janamat Party lawmaker Abdul Khan has been elected as the President of Industry, Commerce, Labour and Consumer Welfare Committee. Meanwhile, House Speaker Devraj Khemire administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly elected chairpersons at the Federal Parliament Secretariat. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has directed ministries to increase the capital expenditure. Speaking at the meeting of the National Development Problem Solution Committee held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal instructed the ministries and agencies that made little progress in the past to prepare special action plans and execute them. He mentioned that province and local levels should launch campaign to maintain good governance. The Prime Minister further emphasized on implementing the federalism and improving service delivery by setting priorities for development. The National Development Action Committee has decided to sort out the issues of electricity wire, telephone cable and other obstacles in the preliminary stages of the project meant to end the hindrances seen in the development projects. The 51st meeting of the committee held yesterday at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers decided to shift such infrastructures to ease the project implementation. The meeting was presided over by Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. The meeting has made decisions to provide compensation to the farmers for their losses of livestock caused due to lumpy skin outbreak. For this, the Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development shall prepare a needed proposal. Similarly, precautions would be applied for the prevention of such diseases in the future. The meeting also concluded that infrastructure development projects were delayed for lack of budget to shift the infrastructures like electric and telephone cable. Minister for Foreign Affairs N.P. South has pledged to make the South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation, SARC, more dynamic. The Foreign Affairs Minister apprised a meeting of the International Relations and Tourism Committee of the House of Representatives yesterday that discussions would be intensified to make the SARC dynamic and effective. He added that some initiations at an informal level would be taken soon with the SARC foreign ministers during the United Nations General Assembly in a bid to give spirit to the intergovernmental regional organization. On a different note, Foreign Affairs Minister South mentioned that the government was serious regarding the border issues and security concerns. He stated that the government was effortful to resolve the border issues through diplomatic initiations and dialogues. On the occasion, speaking in the meeting of the International Relations and Tourism Committee meeting, CPNUML Chairman K.P. Sharma only commented that there was no tuning with the government's policy and practice. Chairman Oli said the committee should be effortful to address the queries raised in the parliament and in the street at a time when the government itself is uncertain. Similarly, CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal stressed the need for maintaining relations with neighbouring countries based on their mutual interest. Chief Justice Vishwambar Prasad Shrestha says that judicial good governance has begun with the inception of automation on hearing of cases. Marking the beginning of the automation on hearing management system at the Supreme Court yesterday, the Chief Justice said adoption of technology on determining the justices on hearing of cases would ensure accessibility and systematize the justice management. The Chief Justice also added that the automation system would be applied in other layer of courts if it is achieved success at the Supreme Court. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia has urged the early submission of the Election Management Draft Bill in the Parliament after holding discussions. Talking to media persons yesterday, the Chief Election Commissioner said reforms in election laws were integral for the governance improvement of the country. The Commission on the 3rd of July made and submitted the Integrated Election Bill in the Ministry of Home Affairs, where the review of various elections and suggestions received. President Ramchandra Portal has appointed ambassadors for three countries, issuing a statement yesterday. The office of the president said President Portal appointed Sudhir Patrai as the resident ambassador of Nepal to France. Likewise, President Portal appointed Tez Bahadur Chhetri as resident ambassador to the United Arab Emirates and Khansham Lamsal as Nepal's resident ambassador for Kuwait. Senior journalist and writer Rajeshwar Nepali has passed away. Called the Guardian of Journalism, Nepali passed away at 8:10 p.m. yesterday at Max Hospital in Janakpur Dham. He was also an advocate for and struggled for democracy and freedom of the press. He was born on the 19th of Bhadra 2002, Bikram Sambat. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecast that the heavy rain in the immediate future is not likely. Meteorologist at the division, Rosen Lamichani, said the chances of moderate rain are on, but heavy rain or torrential rain for the immediate future is not going to happen. According to Lamichani, the upcoming 24 hours will witness slight to moderate rain in some places of the hilly region and other parts of the country. However, sporadic heavy rain could take place, Lamichani stated. The division has stated that the axis of monsoon trough is likely slightly towards north than the normal. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. The US and China are set to create a working group aiming to ease trade tensions and foster economic cooperation. US Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo made this agreement during her Beijing trip. The group will meet twice a year seeking resolutions for trade and investment challenges. Raimondo and Chinese Commerce Minister Wang Wenbin will meet annually. Amid strained relations over trade limitations and technology investments, US President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping have aimed for a stable economy. Thousands of air passengers have been suffering long delays and cancellations after technical issue hit UK air traffic control system. According to BBC, people are stuck in the UK and abroad after National Air Traffic Services limited the number of planes landing. Airlines and airports warned there were still significant delays, despite the issue being fixed within hours. There have been warnings that some knock-on disruption could last for days. Heathrow said late on Monday evening that schedules remained significantly disrupted, adding that people travelling on Tuesday should contact the airline before heading to the airport. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light rain is likely to occur at a few places of Koshi province, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Lumbini province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 30.1 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 18.8 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Presidents of 10 thematic committees on the House of Representatives elected unopposed. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda directs ministries to increase capital expenditure. Foreign Affairs Minister N.P. Sood pledges to make South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation SARC more dynamic. And US and China to establish trade group to foster cooperation. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.